Track 13. From the peace of its orchard to the fire and clamour of a new forge, Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney has been changing lives for 10 years.
The sculpture of a cosy home projected in the new leaves of a growing plant was created by people who were once homeless, but are now part of a thriving, working community. It was made in the blacksmith's forge at Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney, based in a former convent at Ditchingham near Bungay. The vibrant community is made of up to 32 once homeless people known as companions, who work around 40 hours a week as furniture restorers and upcyclers, cooks and cafe staff, blacksmiths, gardeners, shop assistants and more. In normal times, their Old Orchard Cafe sells homemade cakes and snacks, and barista-trained companions serve hot and cold drinks, including pressed apple juice from fruit picked in the Emmaus orchard. Other companions work as drivers, picking up donated furniture for restoration and sale in the community's shops at Ditchingham and in Norwich's Castle Quarter. Plans for the future include a restaurant in the convent's dining hall and B&B rooms in the nuns' cells. The Orchard Forge was created with the help of a master blacksmith from Frensham Forge near Dereham after companions asked to learn metalworking skills alongside woodwork, painting and sandblasting for their furniture restoration and upcycling projects. They've already worked with metal artist Lee Dyer to make the sculpture for the next Raveningham sculpture trail. Soon they hope to sell garden ornaments, doorknobs, hearth tools and possibly jewellery too. The shops also sell donated and upcycled quality furniture and new and refurbished white goods, and the charity provides quality furniture, kitchen equipment and baby goods for local people in crisis. Emmaus is an international movement to help homeless people into housing and work, founded in France in 1949 by a priest, politician and former member of the French Resistance. When a homeless man asked for help, he took him in and they worked together to build houses for homeless mothers, starting in his own garden. Now, Emmaus communities around the world help people out of homelessness and into meaningful work. At Ditchingham, companions sign off benefits, accept housing benefit, and open a savings account for part of the monthly allowance that they earn. With support from staff and volunteers, they gain life and work skills. Training might involve being taught how to restore and refurbish donated furniture, gaining horticultural or catering skills in the gardens and kitchens, or learning to drive. The former convent, leased by the charity, could become a home for life or a launchpad for a job and a home elsewhere. It's people living and working together, said director Cecile Roberts. She bubbles with ideas and enthusiasm for the community she joined in 2018 after working in catering and organic farming and then setting up baking, soft furnishings and ceramics businesses with a charity for people with autism before launching the charitable arm of the MOBO, Music of Black Origin, Trust. Plans include the restaurant and B&B and a series of waymark sculptures and a cycle repair workshop linked to the Via Beata walking and cycling pilgrimage route which passes through Ditchingham as it stretches across England and Wales from Lowestoft to St David's. Eventually, pilgrims could enjoy hospitality here before continuing past sculptures created in the Ditchingham Forge. Before then, anyone interested in helping can visit its shops and cafe when they reopen, or volunteer to work alongside companions doing anything from sorting donated clothes to sharing blacksmithing skills. To find out more, visit Emmaus, that's emmaus.org.uk/Norfolk-Waveney.